we're hopefully going to finish up our discussion about the muscles in this little audio segment. Muscle hypertrophy is the development of large muscles, and muscle atrophy is going to be the opposite, or the shrinking of muscles. And what happens during muscle atrophy is that the muscle fibers or the muscle cells themselves actually becomes smaller, although there can also be a loss of muscle cells. So usually when someone's muscles atrophy, it's a matter of the cells that they have becoming a little bit narrower or lighter. But with permanent or with more serious atrophy, you can also have a loss of cells themselves. So they can be lost through not being used. As far as effects of aging, your muscles are not able to replace damaged muscle fibers as easily. So as you age, there are fewer and fewer fibers available. However, what's really interesting is that muscles respond very well to exercise, especially weight-bearing exercise, even in the very, very elderly. So even somebody in their 90s, if they're careful, can build muscle mass through weight-bearing exercise. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about the other two muscle types before we finish up here. Cardiac muscles are different from skeletal muscles for a few reasons. We've already talked about some of the differences, but I want to bring in some others. And I'm going to give you four different characteristics of cardiac muscles that make them very different from skeletal muscles. One is that the T-tubules in cardiac muscles are very short and very broad. So the distance between the outside of a muscle cell and those myofibrils is very short. And so the T-tubules don't have to be quite as long. Another characteristic is that, like the skeletal muscles, the cardiac muscles' sarcoplasmic reticulum does release calcium, but these kinds of muscles, cardiac muscles, can also just absorb calcium directly through their sarcolemma. So they can absorb calcium right from their environment, and that can lead to contractions. And this is part of why cardiac muscles continue beating independently if they're in the proper, surrounded by the proper medium, including